However, I don't know how I'm going to top this, but welcome to the Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection Shine MG Bright Show. And this show is going to be so amazing because I have Joseph Aviel and Corey Weber. And these two are so impressive, but not because of their amazing acting careers, but these are two of the nicest guys that you will ever meet. And I am telling you what, this show is worth not just listening to. So if you happen to be catching this on air, I highly, highly recommend that you go to the Shine MG Bright Show on either Facebook or YouTube to watch this live, because believe me, these are two gorgeous men, and please forgive me for saying so.
This is not true.
So this is definitely one you want to watch live. So if you have the opportunity, make sure that you tune in, and this is going to be such a great show, because I'm telling you what, these two will not only inspire you, they will make you want to be a better person. So it is so worth it. But before I begin with them, I am going to have to quickly tell everybody about what's happening in Tampa Bay, because of course, this is Tampa Bay, and we have some amazing events coming up. So I want to mention those first. We have one that's coming up August 27th, and this is a great one. This is the Veterans Cornhole Tournament, and this is going to be benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project. And this is with all kinds of live music, presented by Great Bay Distributors, Three Daughters Brewing, and Hurricane Eddie's. This is going to be such a great event. They're going to block off the whole road. It's going to be amazing. And then they have, and this is in Madeira Beach at the Saltwater Hippie. And also in Madeira Beach, there's going to be a big four-day music fest, September 29th through October 2nd. And this is going to be Drop Dead Beach Bash with all kinds of bands, over 20 bands, musicians, 4 days of venues. And this is going to be at the not only the Saltwater Hippie, but this is going to be with Brass Captain and Rock Park, as well as a Cambria Hotel. So this is going to be like two full blocks of unbelievable fun event and greatness. And then after that, we have this is going to be in downtown St. Pete, the St. Pete Art and Fashion Week. And this is presented by Titan Medical Center. And this is the 12th annual Festival of the Arts. And this is going to be kicked off with an annual opening night soirée at Sundial. And this is going to be such a fun event. Now, this is with VIP tickets, which are going to be selling out soon. So you don't want to miss this. This is going to be September 8th through the 10th. So this is three days of arts and fashion. And then the event on Saturday is going to feature 7 fashion brands, over 30 models, and many local artists. So this is definitely an event you don't want to miss. So make sure you get your tickets now at stpeteartfashionweek.com. And then this is a time for all those new moms, because at Primavera Preschool, Inc., they still have spots available for infants. So if you need a place to bring your child, and this is in Tampa, this is located off of Hillsborough Avenue, half mile east of Racetrack Road, and this is Primavera Preschool, that's Primavera preschool.com, 813-855-6718. So this is a great place to bring your infant. They have 2 rooms, and they're Apple accredited with one of the highest VPK scores. So this is definitely one that I highly recommend. They're family owned since 2006, and they have level 2 background screening. So this is Hillsborough Avenue, half mile east of Racetrack Road, Primavera Preschool. And they are actually currently hiring. So definitely a place to check out. And then we've got a fun karaoke place, CJ's on the Island, and they have karaoke. I mean, this is like the ultimate karaoke spot. This is Treasure on the Beach, CJ's on the Island, from 9 to close on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They have karaoke, and then from 7 to 11. But then after that, they have rockin' DJs from 11 to close, and they close at 3. So it's definitely the best place to go on the beach to go dancing. And then on Wednesday, they even have live band karaoke. So that's from 9:30 until close, and it's so much fun. They even do free videos, so you can come sing with a band and send it to your friends and tell them that you're in a band. And then they have Monday night is industry night from 10 p.m. to close. Again, they close at 3 a.m., so that's a great place to go on a Monday night for the industry night. They have drink specials. And then we cannot forget about sunburn drinks. So when you're out about on the beach and you're enjoying this beach music fest for 4 days or just enjoying the last bit of summertime, don't forget, if you get sunburned, to check out sunburndrink.com and get your drink. This is vitamin supplement, and this is designed to combat sun damage. And I've seen some of these before and afters, and holy cow, they are definitely impressive. So you definitely want to check out Sunburn Drink. And then don't forget about Cider Press. Vegan Gastro Pub is opening September, and they are currently hiring. So go, if you want to get a job, this is such a fun place to work. And I mean, their vegan food is holy cow. It's like, it's hard to believe they're vegan. And that's info@ciderpresscafe.com. That's info@ciderpresscafe.com if you're looking for a bar or kitchen staff position. And now, that I got that done with, I am just so thrilled to introduce Joseph and Corey so we can hear so much about what they've done. And in case you don't know, Joseph just got done filming with Paula Abdul. He just finished filming Savage Midlife. And you may recognize him from Castle, Warcraft, Westworld. And there's something they're working on right now that is near and dear to my heart, and I cannot wait to hear about that and talk about that, rather. And Corey Weber from SEAL Team, and he just finished filming The Idol with Johnny Depp's daughter. So this, I mean, oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear all the interesting things here. And so it's time for me to close my mouth and let you guys do the talking, because this is the night.
The first thing we have to say is you listed us as two very famous actors. This is not true. I don't think anyone's heard of us.
That is.
But you may have seen us. We're usually killing or being killed. Very so true. You've seen our corpses.
Check, check. Very true.
You've seen our corpses. Now
I've seen you. I've seen you.
Of course you've seen
me. So to me, you're famous.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we have that limited fame. But this is famous. This is the Tan Talk hostess with the most here.
Oh, my.
Come on.
Oh, see, this is why I love these guys so much. Here you go already.
Melinda has a heart that should be famous, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
So that's where we start the whole program right there.
That's how I feel about you two.
Well, that's from the Holy Spirit. That's from God.
Oh, absolutely. That's how I feel about this whole thing. I mean, us three connecting is definitely divine intervention.
Yeah, for sure.
And on the way here, I happen to mention to Joseph that I know God brought us together because I started losing faith in humanity. Wow. And that's why when we bring up the movie Millstone, I'm going to, since now we're talking about divine intervention, I want the listeners to hear about what happened to me today, because this really is mind-blowing for me. And this is, so I was surprised with the fact that I'm gonna have both Joseph and Corey at tonight's show. And I just immediately, when Joseph mentioned that, I'm like, this is God's work, because this is a lot, getting this show on the road and everything else. And just, it is such an honor to have you both. So don't you dare say you're not famous, because you are, and you know you are.
Well, we're here for the fame. we're here for the fame of the one who deserves the fame, just like you.
Yes, you're so true. Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
But and we did leave out the fact that you're going to be filming with Eddie Murphy. Okay,
yes.
Come on.
Yes, Beverly Hills 4.
Beverly Hills Cop 4.
That's
like,
a big
come
deal.
On.
That's
I want
a big
your
deal.
Autograph now, so please stop this you're not famous stuff, okay?
Well, Joe's on a roll. That's a big deal. Eddie Murphy, they're remaking all these 80s movies. That's a real big deal. That's a game changer right
there.
He's on fire. He's booking a ton of work. I'm going to go ahead and spill the beans on this guy.
Yeah, I don't think I die in this one. I hope not, because then it could come back for Beverly Hills 5.
Tell him.
You know, that's always a good thing. Doom Patrol, I didn't die.
Right.
So I should come back.
Yeah.
You didn't die on The Idol.
No.
No.
SEAL Team, I died.
Yes.
You do a lot of killing, a lot of dying in the beginning of your career.
If you're over 250 pounds in this business, in the acting business, you're dead.
Yeah. Or you kill.
Yeah, or you kill. Because the stars don't want guys around at the 250, 270 pounds. It makes them look tiny.
Yeah.
But that's another story.
Yeah.
Hey,
but
But you, continue. You had a story. We blocked
yes,
you.
The you were getting ready to say the millstone
yes.
story of hearing about the movie that we're going to produce, and then you read a Bible
I know.
Verse.
Just, yes, here
not
goes.
A coincidence.
This is.
Stay on track on that one.
Oh, I definitely am. So, get ready for this one. So I happened to mention immediately to Joseph, this is God's work, just you guys coming on air. Yep. And I found out this yesterday. And every morning I wake up, I always read a Bible verse before I even touch my phone, because before I go with the chaos of the day, I make it a point to read a Bible verse or read a Bible chapter and take a walk. And this morning I read a Bible verse. Now, before I begin with this, yesterday when I was wanting to announce that you two are here and I was looking at all the movies that you guys did, and I mean, I didn't even cover half of them. So before this is over, I want to hear, I mean, there is a long list of movies that you two have been in. And the one movie that you guys are both, that I saw both on your bios, was a movie called Millstone. And immediately that caught my attention, because it's about abused women and trafficking, and I unfortunately have been a victim of abuse, and I'm still living through litigation abuse, which people can't even comprehend, but I've been dealing with 18 years of harassment after abuse, so it is near and dear to my heart. So it just caught my attention, and then this morning when I was reading the Bible verse, the verse I was reading, or the story I was reading, was about Abimelech being murdered or killed by a millstone. And
that's not a coincidence.
No, it's not a coincidence. Oh, but wait, I'm not done yet. I'm not done, Corey Weber. So then after reading that Bible story about a millstone, you know, this movie that caught my attention yesterday, near and dear to my heart, then that you two are both a part of, I decided to take my little God walk across. I walked down the seawall so I can just like, and this morning, because it's so early, I rarely run into anybody. This morning, I meet this lady I've never met before. And would you know, her name is Lori Weber? Corey Weber, Lori Weber. Twice, once again, I mean, you know, there are angels out
like
there.
Like connection points, I think. I don't know, what do you call those, Joe?
I think it's encouragement.
Yeah.
It's encouragement from God to Melinda.
Yeah.
That she's hearing from him about her work. So, you know, where it goes, that's up to him.
Yeah.
But that's encouragement, and it's always good to have.
Well, the truth is, I've actually asked God, because I want to know I really believe this is my purpose. And there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes when it comes to having a radio show and really wanting to kick it off. And there's a lot involved. Yeah. And as I exhaustedly do it, I'm like, please God, let me know I'm on the right path. Because if this isn't your purpose for me, it's a lot of work. Well, let me know now.
We're here to encourage you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Corey and I, we don't do things we don't believe in. So we believe in you. We're here to encourage you.
Yeah.
We don't know the producer, but he looks believable.
Yeah.
We'll give him a shot.
Bobby is awesome,
too.
Yeah,
I was telling you that on the phone. I said, when Joe calls me, I already know. He's been through this long laundry list of research. I trust him that much. So I was like, yeah, of course I'll do it. I already knew that, you know, he's not going to put his name in anything that's not good. So, but it's a pleasure to meet you, and I appreciate being here. And there's definitely these things that encourage us all the time. I think I was sharing with you on the phone. I'll just plug this thing real quick here. We were kind of talking about the course of tonight and everything, and I was telling you some stories, and you told me the millstone story with the Bible verse, and you looked up the film we were going to do. And I was telling you the Johnny Depp thing.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
gosh,
the show that I was, you know, honored to be a part of this year with Johnny Depp's daughter. 4 years before this happened, I booked a show. I met Johnny Depp's former bodyguard from the 80s in a hotel. And I was bodyguarding for Kim Kardashian at the time. And I would see him every day. I was staying in this hotel, and he was skinny. Looked like he was dying. So I'm like, as a Christian, I'm supposed to talk to this guy. I'm supposed to tell him about Jesus, make sure see if I can get him to heaven. He wanted nothing to do with it. So for 2 weeks, I'm trying to talk to him. One day, he finally prayed with me. And he cried, and we cried, and he accepted Christ. And I thought I did my job. And I went on and with my life, and I found out later he died. Hmm. But he accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. This is Johnny Depp's former bodyguard. Mm. What are the chances that 4 years later I book a show on HBO and I'm bodyguarding for Johnny Depp's daughter? That's not coincidence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's all these little connection points, and you know, he's in control and us being here tonight and stuff like that. But it's definitely God put Joe in my life, no question. Like, we no question about it.
We met on a TV series in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And during downtime, we were talking, and we really connected.
We knew we weren't there for the show.
Yeah.
We were like, we're going to do this, and you guys can go do that. Because we know this has to happen.
So what TV shows? What?
I don't even remember.
It was a doctor show about a female doctor. I think it lasted two seasons. It lasted like two seasons, and then it died.
Yeah.
But we thank you for paying us to talk, because that's all it was.
Yeah. And, you know the God connections, man. Yeah. It hits you in the soul. You know that these people are supposed to be in your life for that reason. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to do big things. He's a big brother that I've never had. I couldn't have, if God said, hey, pick a big brother and just go ahead and write the list, I couldn't have wrote it better. Like, for real. I mean that. I mean, he's impacted my life that much.
So a couple years later, like 6 years later?
Yeah.
Five maybe?
Yeah.
I moved from Hollywood to Clearwater Beach,
mm-hmm.
and my sons and I, my fantastic sons, who I love, dropped one of them off at college today.
I know, it's a big day for you.
And the other one is like my soul and your soul too.
Johnny,
So, Johnny, we love you. So we're working out in the gym, and I have an ad for training in the gym. And I guess Corey saw it, and my number was there.
Yeah.
And you can continue while I wipe away this.
Yeah, basically, you know, I saw that. You know, we trained at the same gym, and then I looked him up on Facebook and realized he was in Clearwater. I'm like, I gotta contact him. So I reached out to him, and we just started literally doing private security together, working together, doing acting stuff together. And he's always sending me auditions. Like, half the stuff I've gotten in the last year in Florida is from him, like, for real. So he's always encouraging, helping people, and it's just an honor, you know, to have him in my life. So
we did the movie Phoenix in Miami.
Right.
That was really good. We took some local friends here, some really good friends. We have to bring them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You would love Ashley.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's a phenomenon. She should be a movie star.
Yeah.
But we did a film together with Richard. Richard's another one needs to come on the show.
Good Christian guy, writer.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. He's been in the acting game for a while as a writer, and he's got a name for himself as a stunt coordinator.
Yeah, worked with Stallone.
Yeah.
Worked with Arnold for months and months and months. They had lunch together every day, Arnold and Stallone and Richard. Right now, Richard's in the Ukraine helping to train soldiers. He's training soldiers and helping to rescue refugees from cities.
And he's our shooting instructor too.
Yeah, for private security
and stunt work. So when we have guns, you know, we're trained professionals in the bodyguard world, and we take that over to the screen too. So if producers are out there wanting to hire us for something, we're coming in with, you know, gun safety and stuff like that.
We started a group called TAC Tampa.
Yeah.
Tactical Actors Co-op of Tampa. So we take people that are interested and train them how to move and how to operate with guns in a real way on film.
Yep.
And Richard is the leader of that.
Yeah.
And we've taken even young kids out to the range and had them shoot for the first time. Shotguns, pistols.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. We're going to. And that's how Millstone started.
Yep.
Millstone is based on the verse in Matthew where Jesus said it'd be better for a man to have a millstone tied around his neck and cast into the depths of the sea than to offend one of these little ones. That's the concept of millstone. If you abuse children, you abuse women, or vulnerable men, which there are some, you should be tied to a millstone and cast into the sea. So since they're not, usually, our movie is about a group of men who take on that burden and help deliver women and children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great concept. We did one day of filming, and the whole crew was so broken up, we stopped. Everybody was crying.
Emotional scenes.
The actresses were crying. The cameraman was crying. Yeah. You know, the gun instructor was crying. We were all a mess because it was so real.
Very powerful.
After I read the Bible chapter on Millstone, and I was like, I'm like, Joseph, how do I get my hands on this movie? Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
We have one clip, and then the lead actress left the movie. I think it was just too much.
I can relate. So, I can understand completely.
Yeah. We're gonna
the reason there's not much movement is he's been on fire booking tons of work, and I've been flying back to LA. We've both been working so much, but he's called me today. He's like, let's start to get some movement on it. So we're going to start to do some stuff.
Richard went to the Ukraine for like 4 months. Mm-hmm. So if he comes back and we settle down, we'll start casting that movie again. We have a big cast, but we need leads.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to lead a film of this type. We have ideas, and we have some, but it really takes a special person to handle that kind of stress.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I might have to audition, because believe me, I could probably write a movie with what I've been through.
It's just, do you want to endure day after day?
Exactly, yes.
Reliving, you know. So.
Yes. I know how difficult that would be.
We should plug on that it's dear to Richard's heart, because he knows of kids that are missing in his community. Girls. I think there was like 16 girls missing in his backyard, literally, like his community.
Yeah.
And he's a great writer, and he was very passionate about the project. But we need to bring awareness, because Florida is one of the biggest sex trafficking states.
Yeah, and Hillsborough County is one of the worst. And the cartel are so strong there. And no one wants to touch them because they're dangerous.
Yeah.
But they have houses in Hillsborough County out in those fields that have trafficked people in them.
So it's a heavy deal. You know, we're trying to get Tim Tebow involved, or some other people that can help bring some power to the movie. But I think Joe's going to be doing some of the writing, Richard, some of the writing.
The story is there.
Yeah.
Now it's the actors need to be committed.
Yeah.
And we have some that are fully committed, and even children that will take part in it in safe ways. You know, we don't want to tell them too much, but funding is not going to be too hard to get. There are people who are very passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's far more victims out there than one would imagine, because I know from what I've experienced, and I've done a couple videos on it, and the amount of people that just reached out, and it's not something you want to talk about. But
no.
It's a heavy subject. There's no question. And the way Joe wants to put it together is there's revenge. And it's not going to be what you normally see.
No, we're not trying to prosecute.
It's not biblical.
We don't want to give it away. But it's,
I know he already.
It's the old-fashioned way of dealing with things.
Exactly. Yeah. You filled me in.
Yeah. It's going to be very satisfying to a lot of dads.
Yeah.
And moms. And moms too.
I've been through some support groups And when it comes to the trafficking, I know from experience that there is no age on that. Mm-hmm. And that might be something I'll talk about more too, because I've been through some very brutal traumas, let's say. But I do want to warn people that there are women out there that are victimizing. So I always thought I was very careful, but you might want to be the fact that they've got women working for them, and we've talked about like the Angel of Light, who is definitely far from an angel. You may be surprised of how some of these people may look. So if you do not know somebody, don't go on any trips. I mean, be very cautious, because they've got it's an evil world out there, and you'd be surprised who's involved, and you could be victimized when you think you're being cautious.
Learn to use a weapon safely and carry one.
100%.
Don't be silly.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a time to carry a weapon.
100%.
And so when you talk about carrying a weapon too, I know you guys were both on Castle. I know,
different times. Yeah.
Yeah. Different shows.
Yeah. He had a bigger role. I was just a thug. You know, with the co-star for a couple of days, but it was a great spot. But he had an awesome spot on that show.
So what did Castle call you? I
the bodybuilder something.
Yeah, card carrying member of Mensa. Rolf Magnus, card carrying.
Yes, Rolf Magnus. Yeah. And then there's a scene, and like you make the other actor, you're like so big, and all the other actors look so little.
You know, Castle.
I mean, he should have like had stilts or something.
He's a nice guy. I did two episodes of Castle. The first time I was Rolf Magnus. The second time I was a gladiator, like with a sword, and we were sitting on a golf cart together, and he said, "Oh, hey. You were Rolf Magnus." I'm like, "Yeah, that was awesome." He goes, "You know, that episode, I met my girlfriend. She was a guest star."
No way.
Yeah. She's a real famous actress. She's a beautiful girl. Yeah. And I said, "Are you guys still together?" He goes, "Yeah, we're still together." So he met his girlfriend on our episode.
Nice.
I thought he was looking at her a little close.
Yeah. But, you know, what's that girl's name, the other lead? She's the prettiest girl I've ever seen in my life.
The other girl's prettier. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a cool they're name. Both very pretty.
But she's taken now, right?
What's her
she's
name? Taken, yeah. Like the Joe Rogan show, you got to look it up real quick. You know he's got that person always looking up stuff?
Oh, she's very pretty. Yeah. But she and Castle actually didn't have that much of a chemistry, which gave them good chemistry for their roles because they were a little antagonistic, you know?
But, I forget her name. It's a cool name.
Yeah, she's a good actress. She memorized she's her phenomenal. Lines like that. Yeah. The other actress, she didn't know her lines, but she was prettier.
Mm.
But she didn't know her lines.
The co-star, yeah.
But Castle didn't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
That's a great show, though. That's Paramount, right? It's my favorite lot. And that's where you're going to be shooting.
I don't remember. Yeah. And I don't really remember too much. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I did with Terry Crews. He arrested me. We did a drug deal together. I was named Vladimir.
Yeah. That's what I think is the coolest thing about these two, because you guys are both so just well-built and intimidating. Like, you guys appear to be very intimidating. However, you guys have just, like, teddy bear hearts. Like, it is so cool.
We're very cuddly. We hug a lot. Oh, when I go on a set, I usually hug all the production assistants, the makeup people, you know, and then hug them goodbye, and they're very surprised.
You definitely made quite the impression on me. So I haven't had a chance to tell you, like, Corey doesn't know how we met. So I happen to be a background extra for a movie that's coming out, Lifetime movie, Spring Break Nightmare.
I saw pictures. Yeah.
But the funny thing is, I ended up sent in some images, and I did not think that, you know, my images looked that young. But I got called. To be in the movie, and so they sent the, you know, the attire, and it's like, you know, beach wear, and I'm like, oh man, this is my thing because I'm a beach girl. I was born on the beach, so I was, you know, so excited. So I walk in the room and for the actual show, and there were actually, I met you the second day. So the first day I walk in, and there were all these kids. And I went, holy cow, I was cast as an actual spring breaker.
Got it.
And I'm like, okay, well, you know what, am I going to leave? No, I'm going to go with it as best I can. Apparently, I pulled it off because I got to come back. So I met Joseph. So needless to say, though, I was definitely out of my comfort zone. But I'm like, you know what, I'm going to do my best to take advantage of the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so here Joseph is on the second day. He's the celebrity. And so stop saying you're not famous. He's, you know, he's the celebrity judge. And for, I guess, the surfing competition.
And
but I'm telling you what, like, out of everybody there, he was like the big celebrity. And I was once again feeling out of my comfort zone, and he just immediately, but you know what really caught it me? So we were in like the tent or underneath where before and after, and you happened to mention a Bible verse, and I was like, okay, that's my guy right there. But after that, we started talking about health and holistics but I'll tell you what, he welcomed me and I went from feeling out of my comfort zone to at home.
Yeah, we're brother and sister.
Yeah. Yes.
On every set, I can't think of one that hasn't been true.
Yeah.
There are people there, extras, co-stars, whatever, crew, who need to hear from God.
Yep.
And many of them have family members who are believers and are praying for them.
Yep.
Because in production and entertainment, most of the people are liberal to a degree that is very harmful to their soul.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere back in Illinois or in Wisconsin, there's a grandma on her knees.
Amen.
For this girl or this guy working in the studio in Hollywood. So this came with me all the time.
Yeah.
And during lunch, I'd be on Twin Peaks. You know David Lynch, Twin Peaks. I did a lot of Twin Peaks. But during the breaks, I'd be talking to the actresses. And sometimes they'd be breaking down, you know, my dad's been telling me this for years and I don't listen. Well, if a production assistant sees you and talks to the lead producer, guess what? It's your last day on Twin Peaks. Yeah. But it doesn't matter because somebody needs to hear from God on that set. And it just might be the guy who kicks you off. Maybe he's thinking, now I kicked that guy off for praying with that girl.
Mm-hmm.
What would my grandma think? You know,
freedom of speech, freedom of religion is at stake right now. No question about it.
But people need to hear about Christ. They need to be encouraged to repent and believe the gospel. Because if they don't, their days in production are going to end. Their beauty's going to fade. Their strength is going to deplete. The greatest actors, the most beautiful women, they wind up in the same place, in the grave.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep.
So they need Christ. They need salvation. Mm-hmm. They need resurrection. Without that, there is no hope. It's all vanity.
Yep.
Ecclesiastes says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. It's all wind.
You know, it's,
there's your life.
I can't even believe that you're saying this, because I am purpose-driven. And health and holistics has been a passion of mine pretty much my entire life, from the time I was a little girl. And that's where this show started, because I was a guest speaker on behalf of MG Holistics. And then next thing I know, I got called back 3 times, and here I am with my own show. And I haven't gone here yet, because I've been focusing on helping people have a better quality of life here, and helping people with cancer prevention, disease prevention, as well as, now once you mentioned vanity, I've been trying to reach people. I've had my business for years now, but I realized, and then all of a sudden I got this product that happened to be more a vein product, and I realized, and that's sold out, and I'm thinking, here I've been trying to promote these things with that will help their quality of life, and I realized people care far more about their looks than about their health.
Oh, yeah.
And so I started reaching. Now, ironically, I focused on oxidative stress, but oxidative stress is relative to anti-aging as much as it is cancer prevention and everything else, because every single thing of our body, everything, whether it's disease, cancer, pain, inflammation, everything boils down to oxidative stress on a cellular level, because we're trillions of cells. But ultimately, in the back of my mind, and I mentioned last week, I kind of implemented, because stress is something that really affects people's their health. Like, it really does. It gives them a more acidic body. And there's so many issues involved with stress, because when you have an acidic body, you have, once again, oxidative stress, cancer, the whole nine yards goes from there. But I implemented a God box, and that's a way to help with the stress. But that's why one thing I want to talk to with you guys both about, and I don't know if you saw the video, but it's where you stop taking on the stress and you put it in God's hands. It's a representation of giving things to God. Mm-hmm. But really, ultimately, my goal is to help people, and we are all gonna die. So really, whether or not I can help people holistically here have better qualities of life, the ultimate health or help is everlasting life. Yep. So the fact that you guys are coming on the show, and this is the direction we're going, is just, it really is just confirmation that I am serving. This is God's purpose for me. And this is just, I'm speechless right now, because I just can't even begin to tell you how just thrilled I am to have you guys here. But I do want to bring in, because this is one of the biggest things that Joseph has helped me with, and I know both you guys, like, when it comes to acting and life, and so many people I know are going through ups and downs and hard times, that there were days that I've, and just how Joseph has checked up on you and said things, he's done the same for me. And it's just like, and I can't even, and once again, it's a godsend. Like, it really means a lot. But there are days when I felt defeated. I mean, full-blown defeated, because life is, as can be very, very, very hard. And Joseph has inspired me. And so that, I would love to hear, like, if you don't mind, like, to tell some of your story. Because, like, right now you've inspired me not to give up. And I know so many people need to hear the story, because right now you're successful. And I mean, come on. And
my greatest success is my wife and my kids. That's the greatest success I have, is that my wife is my best friend. She fully supports me. We, believe it or not, we never fight. We don't even speak harsh to one another.
Five children, that's an amazing example.
That's the awesome. Bible says that if a man is content, he is rich, and he has much gain in this life, and not only in this life, but in the life to come. So contentment is massive. When you're someone like me, I went away to communist lands when I was young to do a work, and I was single. And while I was there, I realized over a course of time, I must have a wife. So I flew back to the United States and waited for God to show me the person. And after some time, he did. And that's my wife for 30 years.
It's a great story.
I can't wait to meet her. I've been wanting to meet her.
That's the greatest success. This other stuff is all, it's fun. Right. I love it. I loved working with Paula Abdul and Hugh Jackman and Arnold. I worked with Arnold. I did fight stuff with him and doubled him. And Anthony Hopkins. I worked with a lot of great people. I hung out with Shirley MacLaine, if you can believe it. You know, one of her beliefs and my beliefs are totally opposite. We hung out for 7 hours in her house in Malibu, looking over the Pacific Ocean.
I remember that story.
She finally said to me, Joseph, we were alone, just me, her, and her dogs. She said, Joseph, you've been here for 7 hours. You have to go home. And I was like, Cheryl, this has been a great time. She says, yes. She wanted to hire me as her personal assistant.
I remember. Yeah.
And after we talked and went through everything, we realized, I have a wife and 5 children. I can't travel the world with Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah.
But, so all that to say, I have a great time in show business.
Yep.
I just got back from Toronto, New York City. I was 2 weeks in Manhattan. I played Arnold for the History Channel. That'll be out in the fall. So I'm having a blast. But if I didn't walk down the street knowing that I have eternal life in Christ and the Holy Spirit is speaking to me all the time through the Word of God, I'd be a mess.
Yep.
I wouldn't be content. So...
And there's been struggle.
Oh,
I think we were talking today.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were talking that we should plug on the show that you see the ups, you know, of our careers and whatever little careers we have, but they're growing. But there's been struggles. I mean, this guy could write books and movies on, and his wife has been there for him the whole way through, ups and downs. And I've been through tons of crazy stuff. So it's not all sunshine. I mean, we've been through struggle. And I think right now the hot topic is failure. People are failing. Like, don't be afraid to fail. You know, success, failure is part of success. Mm-hmm. So every one of us has experienced crazy amounts of failure. So it's not all like, hey, look at us. You know, we're in movies. We do shows. Like, we've been through some stuff. And our faith is the anchor. 100%.
Oh, my gosh.
And don't necessarily think that when you're down in the dirt that God is angry with you. He may be disciplining you. He may be redirecting you. He may be sifting things out of your life, but he has a purpose, and that purpose is to glorify himself through your life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he wants to glorify his son through you, and he's going to do anything it takes to clear out the chaff.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. I've got to tell you, in my deepest, darkest moments is when I was lifted by the Holy Spirit, like, and felt better than I've ever felt before, because sometimes you have to just feel like you've lost everything and you have nothing but God, and then you realize that's all you need. And once you can get all that chaos and all that craziness that you focused so many years on, you realize none of that matters. And that's one of the big things too. And ironically, I almost pulled my headset off because I've got my Bible with me too. But that's the only thing that's gotten me through all the pain and the trauma and everything I've been through is my faith, because it's lifted me up at times when I never thought I would get through them. And not only did I get through them, I felt even happier and better than I had far before them. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it does take clearing through all the chaos and all those things that you at one point thought were important and you really thought mattered, to feel like you have nothing but God, to realize that none of that matters. Mm-hmm. And it really makes life that much more beautiful. Like, it really does.
As far as health with this, the healthiest people, as far as enjoying life in old age that I've ever met, were people that were filled with God.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the people that helped me get overseas into Yugoslavia, Albania, people like that, they were all World War II vets and their wives. They're all gone now. But they were the most joyful, most inspirational people I ever met in my life, because they were filled with God. And people who are filled, I met other people who are filled with alcohol and drugs. They were not helpful. And they were not healthy.
Yeah, you can tell.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that because, for instance, I've been through so much pain. And as I write now, of course, like, I could talk to Joseph for 10 hours about theology. Because, you know, I don't know how many times you've read the Bible, but you know what?
He went to the same Bible school, sorry to interrupt, as Billy Graham.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a big deal.
That is quite impressive.
I had the same professor was there when he was the last class at that school was the same professor Billy Graham had, and I had him. And myself and a group of about three other guys, the class was big, big class. Mm-hmm. We would fight for those first three chairs under his pulpit.
Wow.
To be the closest to, so that not only could we hear him, but we could feel his passion. And when he taught, it was like being at Ephesus and hearing the Apostle Paul.
I got to go to Ephesus. That is so cool. Yeah, oh,
my gosh.
It
was so good. He was such
a godly man. Wasn't it over here in Dunedin?
It was in Dunedin, yeah.
Close to home.
His name was Dr. E.C. Bragg, and he taught Billy Graham. In fact, Billy Graham, the only theology he ever got, because he went to Wheaton after Trinity, but he didn't get theology there.
Mm-hmm.
He studied anthropology. But the only Bible he got was from Dr. Bragg and Dr. Minder and some other people at Trinity Bible College. And people don't know that, but it's quite a story. E.C. Bragg should have a movie written about him, but it won't be in this life. It'll be in the millennium sometime. We'll all watch it.
Wow.
Of course, he'll be there, so we'll get to hang out with him. But
That is quite impressive. But I do want to get back to how you mentioned like the drugs and the alcohol, because so many people, and I've learned so much, like if I could recommend anything to everybody, and just because you go to church on Sunday, you think that you've understand God. Like we definitely don't have time for me to tell about my story of what brought me to read the Bible start to finish. But because I have this understanding of the Holy Spirit now, like I never did. And there were experiences that even I didn't even realize were the Holy Spirit. But one of the most important, valuable things that I want to mention when it comes to the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit's also known, AKA, the Comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me that it takes pain. Like, I feel like pain is actually the portal for the Holy Spirit, because that seems to be the times that I've really felt mm-hmm. it. But if you're buffering your pain with drugs or alcohol, you miss that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why, and I know some of the most amazing people with loving hearts resort to that, because mm-hmm. pain isn't fun. But if there's any recommendation is to do what you can to tap into God and the Holy Spirit, because what it does for you is really, I mean, it's better than any drug out there.
God has given us the best pharmacy in the book of Psalms. If you read the Psalms, that's what the saints of the ages have read when they've been in distraught situations and in pain.
Mm-hmm.
David himself wrote most of the Psalms when he was in pain. So turn to the Psalms, then turn to, you know, ancillary pain medication within reason, not to get addicted and go down the toilet, but get in the Bible. You know, Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. When I'm weak, Christ is manifest through me. When I'm strong, I manifest through me.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm weak, Christ is manifest.
What scripture says God loves a broken and contrite heart? I was going to ask you that a few couple minutes ago.
Yeah,
he knows the Bible like I've never seen.
I know. It's like,
honestly, I know like 20 scriptures. I mean, I pray all the time, and my faith is, but it's, the scripture's important.
Like I said, it'll make you want to be a better person, just from a conversation
no
today.
Doubt about it.
Like, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah, you guys keep talking. I'll find some scriptures.
Okay.
To the listeners, you got to make God a part of your life. You know, you got to quiet down the noise, and you got to pray. You got to listen to music and read the Bible. And you know, you got 24 hours in a day. You got to make time for God. So, especially when your life's not working out right, even when it is working out right, you need to give the glory to God. So
you mentioned music, because I'm big on Christian music as well as Christian movies.
Yep.
And I know you're big on some Christian movies now, aren't you? In some, or you've got some Christian movies working?
Oh yeah, there's a Christian movie called 7X. that's coming out. They're sending me the contract. It's my buddy Mike, producer from Hollywood. He's producing that. And it's like this sort of sci-fi-ish thing. They have some new technology for 3D. I don't want to get too much into it. I'll let him talk about it. Yeah, I tried to message him. I'm like, hey, can I talk about 7X? So whatever, if he hears it, I don't think he'll care.
Okay.
But it's a Christian movie. And I met him at the 168 Film Festival. It's a Christian film festival in Hollywood. And you have 168 hours to make a movie. You basically go to this church, you pick out out of a hat a scripture, and then you have 168 hours to write your script, cast your actors, get your locations, shoot, edit, everything. I did it twice, 2 years in a row. I produced The Seed, and I produced a movie called Invisible Sacrifice. It's like a superhero title
kind
of movie.
That's what he had mentioned. I didn't want to step on anybody's toes.
Oh, yeah,
on
yeah, Invisible
movie.
Sacrifice. It's a Christian movie, and basically... you know, I learned how to make a movie in that Christian Film Festival from start to finish. I didn't go to film school. But as an actor, I wanted to know all the positions, you know, all the departments, and it kind of made me a better actor learning what the editors go through and what the casting department goes through and all these different things. So I'm not just an actor. I mean, he's been involved in movies too. So, so those are it's a great Christian Film Festival, and they're blowing up. They have they're doing it in Atlanta now, and we got to start plugging into there again because, Joe, they're doing some big movies. The producer's getting major budgets now, putting A-lister actors in their movies. So that was a big part of my life. You know, it was like 2011 and 2013 is when I produced those short films. But the people you meet, it's all a bunch of Christians coming together. I mean, people put their money together, their cameras together. I mean, it's miracle stories, testimonies. When you hear these people made a movie and the stories that come around and the actors, and it's really blown up. It's a huge thing. So that's probably been the biggest impact of my life with Christian films. But yeah, I've been a part of some other bigger stuff. But as far as the producing side and acting, it's been the 168 Film Festival.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I mean, I'm definitely a Christian movie fan because some of these shows, I'm like, I'll just unwind for 20 minutes and watching whatever show on TV. And I'll tell you what, I've had horrible nightmares and I have anxiety. And so if I have time now to watch a movie, it's always a Christian movie. So we definitely need some more Christian movies because I think I've seen them all. So
here's the verse. It's Psalm 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. So a heart that is broken and contrite before God.
Mm-hmm.
We all have sin. We all have a defiled nature. Man is not born good. He's born bad, really bad. Not just bad, but dead. So we need a spiritual resurrection that comes by the gospel, by Christ's death on the cross, his burial, and his resurrection from the dead. And if we turn to him with a broken and contrite heart and receive that death on our behalf and believe in Christ and trust him, he will give us a new life and he'll give us eternal life in Christ alone. He doesn't need any supplements. He doesn't need any help. He is sufficient.
Yeah.
Christ is our sufficiency, more than enough.
Absolutely.
And he's the only one that the Father has designated to receive glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Found that pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Impressed. I'm impressed.
I mean, he could just, like, say
well,
things amazing. Right off the top of his
well,
head.
Well, there's also an index in the back, so.
But I do want to add something to it because it happens to be what I'm reading right now is one of the most amazing things. And a lot of people, I think, feel like they've just done so much that they're too far gone. and the beautiful thing about God is he has so much grace. But all he wants is your love. Like he wants to be worshiped. And he doesn't want any false idols. And a lot of people out there don't realize money and that there's other things out there that could be considered false idols. But he just wants everyone's love, and he has grace, and he's even said no more and still given second chances. So if you are one of those, remember he's always there for you. And I just want to thank you too for coming on air. Like, this has been the
thank you.
Oh my goodness, the best show that I've ever had.
We'll do it again.
Yeah.
Whenever.
Oh my goodness.
Let us know.
I would be
God bless you all.
Yes.
Don't
oh
give up.
Gosh.
Stay strong. Keep your faith.
And wishing everybody the best, and God bless.
Thank you.
Hey. WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is C.